Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July the 16th. I'm Paul White. Today, rather than continuing as we plan to do through chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, I had a good question come into the ministry and thought it would be one that my podcast audience might enjoy. This was an emailed question. It was sort of several paragraphs long around a central theme. So rather than reading the email word for word, I want to read the question from one portion of it and then give you the sort of the spirit behind the email. The individual was struggling with a topic and says they've been struggling with it over the last few years. And it was that they said, I don't feel like I've ever, quote unquote, heard from God. I certainly know that he can give inspiration and counsel through his word and through others. However, I'm longing to hear from him directly. This person says they have a number of godly people speaking into their life, but there are several times when that counsel seems conflicting, and then they don't want to, and here I'm paraphrasing, they don't want to fall into some sort of cycle of performance where they're trying to hear from God by effort, like getting up earlier, praying more often, praying differently, reading more of the Bible. And so naturally, they want to know what God says and about certain situations and individual things in their life. I thought that was a good question and one that I am sure this listener is not alone in posing. I think there are probably several people, in fact, who would like some idea or some sort of clarity on what it means to hear the voice of God. Let me start with the scripture. Jesus says in John 10 that my sheep know my voice. So we do have biblical precedent to talk about hearing the voice of God. Some people mock that. I had a ministry partner tell me of a service they sat through recently in a town they were visiting. I don't know the church or the pastor, and I'm not throwing rocks. I'm using this as an illustration. He said the pastor spent a good chunk of the first half of the sermon talking down at those who say they hear from God. And he said, I think what he was trying to establish is that people get a little kooky with it. Well, maybe so. I would never bemoan anyone from saying they hear from God. How could you bemoan what Jesus said you have? You are his sheep. You get to hear his voice. So let's say first that there's spiritual precedent for hearing the voice of God. Let's say this as well. There is spiritual precedent for hearing the voice of God internally. There's also spiritual precedent for hearing the voice of God externally. In fact, I think there's a little bit of both throughout the New Testament. Certainly in the Old Testament, we see that sort of external hearing from God. But we're also guessing sometimes when we read the biblical accounts of people hearing from God, we're assuming they're hearing him out loud. And I don't think that's always the case. So let's dig into what it means to hear from God. I think the first thing it's important to understand is that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. And so when he speaks, he most often seems to do so from the inside. And my experience is that he sounds a lot like my voice because that's how I'll understand it. He speaks in other words, the words I hear him say are framed in a way that I say things. And I think that's because myself and the Holy Spirit, I almost depersonalized it and used the you pronoun. So you personalize this for yourself. But I think that we get intimate enough with the Holy Spirit as he lives in us. He speaks to us in a voice we can understand. I think it's going to sound much like us. In other words, it's not going to be some audible voice you hear come crashing through, but it's going to be an identification. And this is the phrase, as I thought about this question and prayed about this podcast, the voice of the Holy Spirit is the voice inside of you that identifies with truth. So you're facing a situation or a question, and you hear, when I say things like, the Lord said to me, I never mean he said it out loud, at least not to this point in my life. Sometimes it's so powerful what he says, how I identify with what he says, that it just as well has been out loud. May as well have been out loud, but it wasn't. But it identifies with truth in my spirit. So I think a lot of people are hearing from God and they think it's just them thinking things. But it's this identification with truth that brings them a moment of peace. I don't mean that they always feel great or that they always are completely in agreement with what they hear the Spirit say, though that's not bad either, to be in agreement. But it's an identification with truth, so it's hearing the voice of the Spirit speaking truth into a situation, and you know, that must be God that said that right there in that moment, that brought me peace, that brought me clarity. I challenge people to just go to the Father and ask to recognize the clear sound of his voice. You have that right. You go to the Father and say, Father, I'm not sure I've ever heard your voice. I know I have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2. I know that Christ lives in me as the hope of glory. I know that you're my good shepherd and that your sheep hear your voice. But Father, I need an assurance of what you sound like. And I don't think that's too big of a request. I don't think that God is somehow offended because you come to him and ask to hear his voice clearly. And I believe he will bring that to you. And I think that it sounds different for each person. It's one of the reasons why for 2,000 years people have been asking this question. This is not an unusual question. I've heard this question my entire life. I've asked this question. And I've had to kind of grow into understanding that how to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit in my own life. So take away the conflict where I fully expect that what, because this is how some people think, well, I fully expect that if the Holy Spirit says it to me, I'm not going to like it. And that comes because we think the Holy Spirit's on a different page from us. Get rid of that, first of all. I believe that as you're working out your salvation with fear and trembling, it's God who's working in you, both to will and to do according to good pleasure. So it's your good pleasure God's out for. And so there's going to be an identification of the Spirit towards those things. So don't think that it's got to be a conflict. Well, I haven't heard from God because I haven't had this opposite viewpoint come to me. And one of the concerns I know of this questioner was, I have counsel in my life. Some people say do this, some people say do that. I want to hear from God. That's a noble prayer. That's what you go to the Father with. Is Father, there are many voices gone out into the world. 1 John says there are many voices gone out into the world. They're not all you, Father. I know that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and that I have the kingdom inside of me, and I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, and I know that Colossians 3 says that the peace of God rules our hearts. That means the peace of God is an umpire. If the Holy Spirit is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and peace is to rule my heart, then the role of the Holy Spirit speaking in my life is to speak into me that which brings me into the place of peace. So that's listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit about what you're reading, about what you're hearing, about what you're doing, about where you're, the job you want to take, the home you want to buy, the place to send your kids to school. You can listen to the sound of the Spirit through peace. He identifies through peace. And you might get to the end of it and go, the Lord said to me. Some people will look from the outside and go, the Lord didn't say that to you. You just felt peace. Fine. I felt peace. But I identify that as the voice of God. I don't say it's some booming external voice, but it's that internal identification with truth that I call the voice of God. So that's what I mean when I say the Lord said to me. There's that internal, it's as if he stands up and I identify with truth in my spirit. I hope that has helped both this listener and those of you who tuned in today to hear some 1 Corinthians 4. We're going to get into 1 Corinthians 4 tomorrow. I promise we will, because I'm going to turn right around and record a podcast for tomorrow right after this one, and that's exactly where I'm going. So 1 Corinthians chapter 4 will happen tomorrow on the podcast, and we're going to be digging in somewhere right around verse 6. And so, somewhere right around verse 9. All right. We'll jump into it tomorrow. See you then.